There was a time during the late 20s and 30s when things were really tough, and of course none of the fairs had a lot of money to spend, so it got to be the custom that they would put on a home talent pageant. They'd hire a director from some agency in Chicago or somewhere, and some gal would come out and recruit all the kids in the town and build this pageant around the historical past of that area. Some of these gals would really have an awful chore for them. I remember one time we went into a town down in northern Missouri, and after the afternoon show, we were supposed to rehearse this pageant with the gal, and she came up and she had everything all mixed up from start to finish. She had an Indian act, but she had some crazy kind of a tune that had nothing to do with Indians, so Carl couldn't make head nor tail of it, and he said, "Well, I'll tell you, girl," he says, I don't think that this is going to fit," and she started to cry. So he patted her on the back. She says, "Now, why don't you go take a rest and get your dinner?" He says, "When you come back," he says, "we'll have it lined up, and we'll play your show all right for you." So he went through the list of scenes that she had in her show, and what music they could find that would fit. Why, he had the librarian get it out, and we put it in there, and what he couldn't, why, he'd write a few bars for each one of us, and we'd fake it the rest of the way, and you know, when he got through, I thought the girl was going to kiss him. You know, she just couldn't figure out how anyone in that short a time could lay out a show, the music, and then play it and make the thing come out.